Dr. Livesey was waiting outside the stockade.
"The boy will tell you how I saved his life," Silver said through the fence. "Will you say a good word for me?"
"You're not afraid, John, are you?" asked Dr. Livesey.
"I don't like the idea of dying by the law," said Silver. "And now I leave you and Jim alone."
"So, Jim," said the doctor, "here you are. I'm disappointed in you. You went away when Captain Smollett was wounded, which wasn't a brave thing to do."
"Doctor," I cried, "I blame myself enough."
"Jim," said the doctor, his voice changed.
"Jim, I can't have this. Jump over and we'll run."
"No," I said. "I promised Silver I wouldn't escape, and I must go back. But listen, I took the ship, and she's in North Inlet, on the beach."
"The ship?" cried the doctor.
I told him my story, and he listened in silence. Then he said, "It's you that saves our lives, Jim. And now we'll save yours. Silver," he called. Then, as the cook came nearer, said, "Some advice. Don't hurry to find that treasure. If you do, watch out for storms."
"What's the game, Doctor?" said Silver. "Why did you give me the map?"
"I can't say more," said the doctor. "It's not my secret to tell. But if we both get out of this alive, Silver, I'll do my best to save you. Now keep the boy close beside you, and when you need help, shout for it." Then Dr. Livesey hurried off into the wood.